This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has admitted it mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian jetliner earlier this week. 176 people died when the plane came down shortly after taking off from Tehran's international airport. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
In an address broadcast by Iranian state TV, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division said his forces were at the highest level of readiness after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on military bases in Iraq housing U.S. troops. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh said his unit had requested several times that the country's airspace be cleared of all flights, but that didn't happen. He says the plane's crew did nothing wrong, but fearing a U.S. retaliatory strike, one of his officers mistook the plane for a cruise missile and made a bad decision to open fire. He says his unit takes full responsibility for the incident. I'm Ben Thomas.
Iran's admission Saturday reportedly sparked anti-government protests in Tehran and other cities. In response, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted, "The voice of the Iranian people is clear. We stand with the Iranian people who deserve a better future." A roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan killed at least two American soldiers on Saturday and injured two others. NATO's Resolute Support mission said the service members were conducting operations in southern Kandahar province when their vehicle struck an improvised explosive device. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for planting the bomb, which in that province, which hosts a major U.S. military base. The insurgent group stages almost daily deadly attacks on Afghan security forces and their international partners, even as it holds peace talks with the United States. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.